After the Jewish people come back, after defeating Midian, so Moshe tells the Jewish people, God tells the Jewish people about the halacha of Hechsher Kalim, of kashering a Kalim, that if non-kosher was in the pot, it's no good. And we also learn out the halacha of Tfilas Kalim as well. But we learn out from the after this war with Midian in Parashas Matos, we learn out the mitzvah of Hechsher Kalim. Whoever, if you come in contact with fire, you kosher with fire. Through water, you kosher with water. That's just, so that's the reality. So comes along a famous Ramban, Nechmanides, and points out, I don't understand, why is the parsha of Hechsher Kalim given now? By the war with Midian, this isn't the first war the Jewish people fought. What about the war with Sichon? But oh, then Parashas Chukas. So after they must have got the booty there in the pots and pans and they were eating non-kosher, so how come there was no mitzvah of Hechsher Kalim? Why is Hechsher Kalim now by Midian, which happened later? There was a previous war with Sichon Va'og, and there was no host. So what's the difference between the Mechama of Sichon Va'og and the Mechama of Midian? The Ramban writes a big yisod. The Ramban writes is a big mitzvah, big difference, because it's a mitzvah. He says the mitzvah of Sichon Va'og is a Mechama's mitzvah. You're fighting for Eretz Yisrael, or it's a big it was a Mechama's mitzvah. So there's halacha, the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Dav Yud Zayin, about the heter of Kadla de Chazeri. In other words, when someone's fighting in the middle of a war, so you can even eat treif. It's a special halacha of Kadla de Chazeri. So the Ramban answers, there's no need, if you're allowed to eat treif, then there'd be no need for kadgo, no need for Hechsher Kalim, because if I could eat this treif food, then I could definitely eat out of the treif pots. When it comes to Midian, it is nikom nikmas, it's a war of nakama, it's not a mechamas mitzvah. So there was no heter of kadgo de chazeri, no heter of eating treif. And if there's no heter of eating treif, so then they have to also worry, then they have to worry about the pots and pans, tam kirker, the taste is in the pots. And therefore, they'd have to kasher call a bus, and then they'd have to kasher the kalim, depending on the way it was traced. That's the Ramban makes a distinction between a mechames mitzvah and a mechames reshut. A mechames mitzvah is a heter of eating katko de chazeri treif, so therefore, I obviously don't have to worry about the kalim. But by the mitzvahs reshut of nakam against midjan, there was no heter of eating treif. So if there's no heter of eating treif, comes the mitzvah of hechsher kalim. That's the Ramban. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks the following kasha. That we know there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's different ways to remember them. Let's say the big three, not to give up your life, or the mitzvah to give up your life, or Gila Rayas, a list of relations, murder, or Avodah Zarah. Then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph is Aver Menachai. Beis is a euphemism, blessing God, which means cursing God. Gimel, Gezel, and Dalet, Dinam. So what's Aleph? Aleph is Aver Menachai. So one of the halachas, usher for a guy, is Aver Menachai. It's usher for a Jew and usher for a guy. So the Minchas Chinuch makes an assumption. He says, when you're fighting a war, b'shas mochama, so you have a din, of a guy. Meaning you're allowed to eat, this is like a guy has no issue of eating treif, so too, the Minchas Chinuch assumes, we could discuss this assumption, but he's assuming a Jew has the status of a guy, and therefore, it's true regarding a guy doesn't have to eat kosher. However, a guy is usher and aver min achai. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says it's true. Out the heter of eating non-kosher. Let's assume there was a heter of eating non-kosher. But heter is only eating kadra de chazeri, where the guy is mutter in. But a guy is not mutter in Avram and Achai. He assumes a Jew is in mutter in Avram and Achai. So therefore, what do you mean? So we need hekshakei. Why do you? It's true regarding the Sichon Va'og, you didn't need hekshakeilim on the kashrist, on kadra de chazeri. What about Avram and Achai? Maybe they cooked Avram and Achai in, and then we assume Tom Kicker. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on the Ramban. What do you mean? Even if though it's true it was a Mechamas Mitzvah, that's the Heter of Kadri de Chazeri, it's not a Heter of Avram and Achai, and we have to at least, there's at least a suffix, whether the guy ate Avram and cooked Avram and Achai into it. So why don't we need So why don't we learn out Heksha Kalem out Avram and Achai? So the Minchas Chinuch answers, he says, because you're not, the Jews weren't eating Avram and Achai. They were only eating using the pots and the pans. In other words, Ein Lucha El Chidusho, that the Kalem have a Tam Ke'ikr. But that's how Lach in Hilchas Yeridea. It's a Chiddush, and who would think about the tam and the pot? And no one thinks about the tam and the pot. The pot's a pot. It's a chiddush lahalacha, which we assume, like perhaps even daraisa, that the taste remains in the walls of the pot. But that's a din for a yid. That's a din for a Jew. So, even to a goyim, they're chayev in Avram and Achai, but they're not chayev in tam ki ikar Avram and Achai. So therefore, the Jew has the status of a guy for this purposes, so just like a guy doesn't have a din of Tom Kicker, so too as well, we don't have to worry about Tom Kicker. We don't have to worry about Tom Kicker, and therefore that's why the mitzvah of Heksha Kalem only began later in Midyan, because as the Ramban writes, the Mechamas Mitzvah, so therefore they were eat Kali Lechazeh. What about Avram and Achai? The answer is they're only not eating Avram and Achai. It's only Tam Ke'ikr, and that's a special din by a Yid. And when they're fighting the Mechama, the Minchas Chinuch says they had the status of a guy. Not everyone will see. There's a famous Chasim Sofer who, with the famous Maisa, seems to disagree with this Yisod, but that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, this Kasha on the Ramban. And the Tam Ke'ikr only applies to a Jew, not a guy, and therefore there was no need of Heksher Kalem, since they didn't need to Avram and Achai, they only used the Kalem.